Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I'm Deeksha Saxena, and today we will be discussing strengthening India-Israel bilateral ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi landed in Tel Aviv today, the capital of Israel. He was extended a very warm welcome by the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. One very important highlight of Prime Minister's visit to Israel is his address to the Israel's Parliament Knesset. To decode this very important visit of Prime Minister, we are now joined by former Ambassador Ashok Sajjanhar. Ambassador Sajjanhar, welcome to Akashwani News.
Thank you very much.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, before we get into the nitty-gritties of the subject, I would like to understand from you, why is this visit so important and why is it being so closely watched by the analyst and the world, given the current geopolitical situation? What is your opinion on this?
This visit is being watched very carefully by everyone around the world. You know, it was mentioned that Prime Minister Modi's aircraft, as it was traversing through the skies, was the most keenly tracked aircraft for a long, long time. So the eyes of the world are on this particular visit. I think the reasons are not far to see. One is because, as you mentioned, the geopolitical uncertainty, the unpredictability of the situation. And as far as this region is concerned, we see that there have been threats that have been emanating from the United States against Iran in terms of the attacks that would take place if Iran were not to agree to give up its nuclear weapons program. Secondly, we have seen that there are a number of conflicts that have been going on, whether it is between Israel and Hamas, Israel and Hezbollah, Israel and Houthi. Also, as far as the threats that Iran has given against Israel, that if the United States were to strike against it, then Iran would strike against Israel. So I think there is all this, the stress, tension and unpredictability that is built around this region. The second aspect is that as far as Israel is concerned, over the last 3 years, since October 7, 2023, so which is about 2.5 years, that it has lost much of the goodwill that it had around the world, except maybe for the United States, which continues to be its steadfast ally. Most of the other countries in the world have had critical and not very complimentary, not very friendly remarks to make as far as Israel is concerned. So in that context, for the Indian Prime Minister, for the Indian leader to go there, I think that sends out a very strong message, very clear message, that India is determined to have a good mutually beneficial partnership with Israel on the bilateral level and also as far as regional and global issues are concerned, to have discussions and to strengthen their relations.
Also, Ambassador Sajjanhar, one very important highlight of the visit is Prime Minister's address at Knesset. So what comes to my mind here is that after the partnership was elevated between India and Israel to strategic partnership in 2017, this is the second visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Israel. And he is the first Indian leader to address the Parliament of Israel. How do you view this?
He is the first Indian leader, in fact, to visit Israel also. You would recall that the India recognized Israel in 1950, and there was a consulate of Israel open in Mumbai. And then the diplomatic relations between the two countries were established in 1992. But from 1992, when the diplomatic relations were established, no Indian Prime Minister to visit Israel because of possibly domestic political considerations. And it fell to Prime Minister Modi when he took over power in 2014 to decide to go to Israel in 2017. That was after 25 years of the establishment of diplomatic ties between the two countries. And that is because he had decided that he would dehyphenate India's relations with Palestine and with Israel. So he went to Israel in 2017. That was the maiden visit by an Indian Prime Minister. And then he visited Palestine in Ramallah in 2018. And now this is his second visit to Israel after a period of from 2017 to 2026, after about 8.5 years. But as you said, rightly, the first Indian Prime Minister to address the Knesset, and there are not very many world leaders also who have been given this privilege of addressing the Israeli parliament. And the reason for this is because India has India's clout, India's image, India's profile over the last many years has grown up significantly. And India has emerged not only economically, but also in terms of politically and strategically as a very significant player in global affairs. So I think this is a recognition of the importance that the world, the position of India in the world, and the way in which Israel looks at India.
Also, Ambassador Sajjanar, one very important anchor of any bilateral relationship and something which drives the relationship is economic partnership between the two countries. So, do you feel that there are going to be significant decisions that are going to be taken up during this visit of Prime Minister on the economic front?
No, absolutely. I think that is definitely in addition to defense and security, which is really the linchpin of the bilateral partnership. I think definitely this would be in the area of trade and economy. That would be a very significant element of bilateral cooperation. And that would be that although our two-way trade turnover in 2023 was about $10-11 billion, it came down to about $4 billion after that because of the conflict that started between Israel and Hamas in October of 2023. But then there was a large delegation that came from India, led by our Commerce Industry Minister, Mr. Piyush Goyal. That was last year, in which about 70 CEOs and business leaders came here. And that time it was decided to enter into a free trade area between the two countries. And that was, the terms of reference were decided at that time. And just before Prime Minister left for Israel, there was a meeting, there was a big delegation that came from Israel, and there were meetings that took place in India on taking forward this decision to establish an FTA between the two countries. So I think when the bilateral talks take place tomorrow morning between the two leaders, this would definitely be an area in terms of possibly taking a decision that this FTA should be concluded during this year. We still have about 10 months more to go. India has concluded many FTAs, so we have template available in this respect. And I think that would definitely be an announcement that the two leaders could be making when they meet tomorrow morning.
Also, Ambassador Sajjanar, your answer brings me to my next question. You spoke about the defense partnership as well. And what we have seen is that defense partnership is only strong between the nations who have a lot of trust amongst themselves. So Israel has always helped India in the hours of crisis. So what are the significant defense announcements that are in the pipeline and will be announced after the meeting between the two leaders?
I think the relationship in the area of defense and security is already very vibrant, very strong. And they were used to good effect, whether it was during the Kargil conflict in 1999, or it was the after Pahalgam, the Operation Sindoor last year, in terms of the Harop missiles, the loitering munitions, the ballistic missile defense system that we had taken from Israel. So there is much Israeli munition and equipment that has already been integrated into the Indian system. And what is understood is that Israel has emerged as the second largest exporter of defense equipment to India after France in recent years. So I think what we are looking at, some fresh announcement that we are looking at, is in terms of a replica of the Iron Dome, what we have called the Sudarshan Chakra. And that is to create a dome and create a defense as far as the Indian cities are concerned, India's critical infrastructure is concerned. So I understand that much progress has already been made on this as far as Bharat Electronics Limited is concerned. They have set up many of the systems that are required for this. But still, some critical technologies would be required from Israel. And I think on this, whether an announcement is made in this respect or not, I'm not very certain, but definitely discussions will be held, and this is an issue that will definitely be taken forward in the conversations between the two leaders tomorrow.
Also, India just hosted the India AI Impact Summit, and we saw a very enthusiastic participation from Israel in the summit. And India and Israel have been collaborating when it comes to the front of technology, quantum and AI, cybersecurity as well. So there has been an upswing in the India-Israel ties in the few years, including the areas of scientific research, cybersecurity and innovation. What could more happen in this visit?
I think both the countries are on the same page, and you are very right that when the AI Impact Summit took place in Delhi recently, Israel was represented by a very high power delegation. And this was because the strength of Israel is in technology, it is in innovation. And so whether it is the area of AI or it is the area of quantum computing or machine learning, Israel has huge strengths.
Lastly, Ambassador Sajjana, since we are progressing towards the end of this discussion, when we look at the people-to-people ties between the two countries, they have only strengthened over the years. And tomorrow morning, before the Prime Minister meets the President of Israel, Isaac Herzog, he will also pay his respect to the victims of Holocaust at Yad Vashem. What do you have to say about the people-to-people ties between the two countries?
I think this is a very strong element of the partnership between the two countries. There were India is about one of the very few, if not the only country, where there is no anti-Semitism that we can see. And this has been visible right from the beginning, whether when the Jews first came to India after the demolition of the first temple of Solomon in the 7th century BCE, or even subsequently, you know, whether it was the Bene Israelis or the Malabari Jews or the Baghdadi Jews who went to Kolkata, they have always been received with great warmth. There's never been any discrimination against Jews in India. In fact, they have risen to the highest echelons of influence and power and authority, whether it was Lieutenant General J.F.R. Jacob, who was in the 1971 conflict and who took the surrender from General Tikka Khan in then East Pakistan, which became Bangladesh, or it is the danseuse Leela Samson, or it is in the film industry, the character artist David or Sulochna. All of them have been Jews, and they have had very strong connect with Israel. So there were a large number of people who left India for Israel after Israel was created in 1948. So this relationship is very strong. And the visit by the Prime Minister to the Holocaust Museum is also very significant, very symbolic. And here also, India is standing shoulder to shoulder with Israel that no discrimination on the basis of religion or caste should take place. Our whole motto is that of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. The whole world is a family, so there should be peace, there should be stability, security and prosperity. And that is the objective with which Prime Minister Modi is traveling to Israel.
In the coming days, Ambassador Sajjana, we'll keep tracking the India-Israel bilateral relationship. And thank you so much for taking a deep dive into the subject and giving us such deep insights on India-Israel bilateral partnership. Thank you for joining us for Spotlight tonight.
Thank you very much.
Listeners, you can listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.